Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Youth matters.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahbika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahbika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, welcome to our second episode on our topic Youth Matters. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Today we have another interesting topic, a very important topic for us to discuss. No doubt it's a concern, worry for many in societies and our communities. But before we start the topic, let's listen to a blessing of Durood-e Paak, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most salat, durood upon me, abundantly in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In our program, we are trying to address, make viewers aware, especially the community, parents, of many issues that our youth are facing in their daily life. And these issues are not reducing, they are on the increase. In our last salah, we discussed regarding bullying and how bullying affects not just the victim temporarily, but the life impact it has on them. And also we learned how bullies, where bullying takes place. And we also discussed that how we can tackle bullying and what should happen if somebody is facing bullying. And in today's Islam, we've got a very important topic to discuss, is unfortunately on the increase when we want it to be totally eradicated, totally finished. And this issue is regarding knives. And knives, no doubt, they are destroying lives. So many campaigns have been done by organizations, so many campaigns have been done by Dawat Islami to make youngsters aware of the situation of carrying knives, being involved in knife crime. But unfortunately, still the statistics and the stats are showing us that it's on the increase. I don't want to mention which areas in the UK, but there are certain areas that instead of going down, unfortunately, is going on the increase. So today's topic is regarding knife crime, and I want to make especially the viewers on Madri Channel aware of what the youth face in schools and colleges when they are going today, or on the street, and how innocent lives are being lost. And if viewers, if anybody is watching, especially the youngsters that may be watching, if you ever, for this, even for a moment, consider, thought, or need it for protection, inshallah azawajal, after today's silsila, this thought will also go out of your mind, inshallah azawajal. Don't need to carry knives to protect yourself. Knife crime is no doubt on the rise. Knife crime is no doubt a worry and a concern for all, especially those parents that are sending their children to school, worried, concerned that what might happen in school. Remember, school institutions of learning are safe environments, but these situations we are hearing, reading, learning, and also knowing about people that have suffered from knife crime and they lost their loved one. Somebody that wants to go collect their son, daughter at the door at 3:30, at 3:50, they don't want to be given a phone call to say and give them such news that their child is in hospital fighting for their life. And normally what happens and what we learn is that it's over a very trivial, a very small, or a very insignificant matter that somebody's lost their life. And we learned in the first silsila that a Muslim is a protector and a well-wisher for another Muslim. A Muslim, his duty when he should honor and show respect to other Muslims. But unfortunately, the case has become that we're fighting over postcodes, we're fighting over territory, we're fighting over pieces of paper, we're fighting over anything just to show our might and our strength and that we've got power. But remember, we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing. We should be thinking that I am should be a humble person, and everything that has been given to me, my strength and my power, my intellect, I should be using for good, not to harm others or cause somebody else pain. And remember, there was a recent campaign there's always two sides. There's always going to be the victim side, which have now have to face something in their life, and they've lost a loved one. It's a very difficult time. Words that I mentioned cannot express or even get close to the pain or the difficulty that they face. And on the other side, we have those, maybe they didn't even know that their child was carrying a knife, and they hear that their child has taken the life of a fellow student, and they also now lost their child, maybe because they're going to be punished or sent somewhere like a detention center, etc. So what is the future holding for our coming generations? Remember that one of the beauties of this ummah is that we invite towards good and we forbid evil. So it's all our duty to invite towards good and forbid evil. Wherever we can help, wherever we can advise somebody, whether it's our child or somebody else's child, or whether it's somebody that we don't even know. And that's the beauty of Islam. You don't have to know the person to give them salam. You don't have to know the person to help them. You don't have to know the person to invite them towards good. And Dawat Islami's platform is so beautiful that youngsters have the opportunity to come to weekly gatherings. They have the opportunity to travel on 3 days with a parent or a guardian. They have the opportunity to come to youth events. They have the opportunity to watch so many things on YouTube and social media. They have the opportunity to watch English Madani channel like you are now. They have the opportunity to discuss with people that might help them. So many opportunities. I just mentioned a few. So many opportunities that Dawat Islami is giving for our youth to educate them so we can make sure that our future is bright. Our future for our children is such that we can rest and be at ease when we send them outside on the street, and we are not worried that who they might come across or who they might face. It's also mentioned regarding that there's many reasons why youth carry knives. We'll come into that, we'll talk about that, that why they carry knives. One of the reasons today is that they need to feel that they are safe, they are protected, and they mention that maybe the other person's carrying a knife, so I need to carry something. They might want to carry it for other reasons. So we'll be discussing this. But let's first listen to about taking a life. It's mentioned one human life as the killing of all of humanity. Nobody could imagine killing all of humanity. But that's the value of one life that today we have taken very lightly, and we are fighting and taking the life of a fellow pupil in our class, somebody that studies with us. And when you discuss these matters and you speak to the youngsters or you read regarding the youngsters, why have you taken their life, and the reasons that they give you, it makes you cry. It makes you cry. He attacked my cousin. He looked at me. He brushed past me in school. He showed me no respect. I'm more powerful than him. I have more power. Let's open the Quran and read the Quran. Have you not read about Pharaoh? His power and his might, and he thought that nobody can touch him. But what was his end? He drowned. He drowned in the sea, and the sea threw his body onto the land, and the land didn't want him, threw his body back into the sea. As ibrat, as a lesson, his body is still available to see. People can still see his body as ibrat. That this person, he exceeded the limits. He went too far. He took lives. He killed innocent people. He killed children. He murdered children. And what was his end? We have to just open the Quran and read about Pharaoh and his end and what happened to him. And his body is an ibrat, a lesson to us today. That we are nothing. We act so big. We have the walk, we have the talk. We walk down the street like nobody can touch us. We walk around like we are the people that everybody needs to respect us. First of all, are we doing any action of such that people respect us? Respect is for the one that is the person that is doing good, the one that's going to the masjid, the one that is kind to others. And if we even read more from the Quran, and we read about Namrud, what was his end? He thought he was somebody that cannot be touched. He was somebody that he thought nobody can mess with me, as we say today. But what was his end? A mosquito was sent to destroy him. It entered his nostrils. It went up his nostrils. And he ate away at his brain and he used to have his servant standing next to him, smacking him with slippers. That was his punishment. A mosquito. And who are you and I? We are nothing. We should be humble. We should be grateful Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we have Iman, we have Islam, and we should be those that are helping others in class, helping those to get further. We should be like a ladder that people use to reach their destination and their goal. But unfortunately, we are the ones that are becoming hurdles for other Muslims. And it's unfortunate, it's very sad. If you ever sat with people, especially the family, the victims of those that have lost a loved one, is very sad. Very sad. Their son, their daughter that they sent to school, they never see again. And they have been snatched away from, they've been taken away due to such an incident that I've mentioned is very trivial. And they find for years they cannot get over it. For their lifetime they can't get over it. If you have a brother or a sister and you've lost them due to this, imagine how you would feel. So the victims, they suffer. And then those are mentioned, especially for parents, that your children sit down and discuss this with them. Discuss it with them. If you have children that go to school, explain to them that you don't need to carry, you shouldn't carry a knife. You shouldn't be taking anything like this to school at all. Why? Because you are endangering yourself and you are endangering others. Further, we read that today people, this image that we have of a gangster life, this image that we have that we want to be like those that people are fearful of. What kind of life is that? That people are fearful of you and you are happy with it? Don't you want people to come to you and talk good of you? But you want people to fear you. You want to rule the school. You want to rule the area. You want to rule others. Why? Why? Why do you want to show your dominance to others? Like I mentioned, the Muslim is the one that is a help and a support. The best amongst is the one that helps others. The best amongst us is the one that shows kindness to his family. The best amongst all of us is the one that learns the Quran, he teaches to others. But in these fields, we are nowhere to be seen. And yet we are demanding respect. What respect are we going to get if we are walking on the streets and we are causing chaos and mayhem to others? If we see further. And normally, speaking to youngsters, many don't know this. The next thing that I'm going to mention, many don't realize this. And it's, I was speaking to some doctors and I was speaking to some paramedics in one of our courses that we held recently, a workshop of Dawat Islami, where a doctor, he attended this session, and because he works in the emergency department, he was mentioning that he has to deal with every day increasing stab wounds, meaning more and more people are being stabbed on a daily basis. And he's saying that their friends are such that they've seen their friend get stabbed and all they do is they put him in the car and they drop him off to A&E and they leave and they go. Who needs such friends? Who needs such friends that got you into that trouble? Yes, you might be thinking they dropped him to A&E, but they're the ones that got him stabbed. And then they left him, they couldn't even stay with him. Who's going to come to pick up the pieces? It's going to be mom and dad. So these friends that have dropped him off, he said every day there's an increase in stabbings. And then he was part of our workshop and he mentioned how to save life. And that was, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, to hear that he mentioned that where you apply the pressure on the body and you can save a person that's been stabbed. So we should be the ones that are saving lives, not taking lives, not putting people's lives into danger. And going back to the point that I was mentioning is that youngsters think that I'll just carry the knife to scare somebody. I'll carry the knife just to make somebody else fearful of me, or I will stab him in the leg. It's not in the chest area, is it? It's not the heart area where they're going to die. I'm not going to stab, I'm only going to scare them and probably stab them in the arm. Is there a safe place to stab somebody? Is there? There is no safe place to stab a person. Getting stabbed anywhere in the body and the wound or the arm or the leg can still kill a person because an artery can be severed. An artery can be severed. So there's no safe place. You might be thinking arm, leg. I'm not putting the person's life into danger. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. By stabbing that individual, you are putting their life into danger. And do you want to be a murderer? Do you want to be somebody that's taken the life of others? Then we also see that I'm carrying it for protection. What protection do you need? You don't need to carry a knife to be protected. All the people that are not carrying a knife, are they under threat? And remember, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we fear Allah. We fear Allah Almighty, and there are many ayat to protect us that we read from the Quran to protect us. Read the ayat, read the surahs, have the Quran in your heart, have fear of Allah Almighty, you don't need a knife. And it's further, it's mentioned if you do carry a knife, then the stats show is 3 times more likely that you'll be stabbed. You'll be stabbed. Why? One reason is that knife could be used against you. So as they say, drop the knife, save the life, don't carry the knives. Knives destroy lives, and we don't want to be amongst those people. The Prophet ﷺ said, I swear to the one under whose power my life is, an era will certainly come upon people in which neither the murderer will know why he murdered a certain person, nor would the murdered person know why he's murdered. How many times you end up hearing somebody's been stabbed? Why they were stabbed? They don't even know why they're stabbing that individual. Such an era will come. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers on Madani channel, we know and heard who committed the first murder. We hear that Qabil, he committed the first murder. And every single murder after that is on his head. So doing such actions, no doubt people won't remember you for good, they'll remember you for bad. You're destroying your life and you're destroying the life of others. So if you are listening, if those who are watching, if those are truly listening, and you ever considered carrying a knife, or those parents that are watching, check your children's bag, teach them, educate them, and make sure that you never carry a knife into school, into college, or anywhere on the street. Why? Because you're going to endanger yourself and others. Unfortunately, in some countries, the stats are so bad that a stabbing is reported every few minutes. Imagine. Live in a society where stabbing is reported every few minutes. It's all our duties to educate our youngsters, the children in our families, in our communities, in our schools, that this is not the way to go. The first murder was committed by Qabil. Qabil committed the first murder. Every murder after that will be on his head. He's the one that committed this and he opened the door to this. So after that, every murder. So here we learn that when someone does evil, when someone does evil, there's no good, or he won't be remembered for good or doing anything good. And he will suffer and he will be held accountable for that evil. And another piece of advice, especially for the youngsters. You may be thinking that of these friends, 10, 15 friends that are really good to me. They walk around with me, they walk to school with me. But they're the ones that are carrying the knife. They're the ones that are trying to get you into trouble or somebody else into trouble. So how does the person that's going to attack them or target them not know you're part of their group? You could just be standing there and not even be involved. And so many times we hear that youngster was standing there innocently, but the ones attacking him, they thought he's part of that group, and he also unfortunately lost his life. So who you hang around with, whoever's carrying a knife, first of all, don't hang around with them, because sooner or later, you're going to end up getting yourself into trouble. And you don't want to lose your life or put your life into danger for with such friends that they don't care about other people's lives. These are not really friends. They might temporarily look good, but stay away from such people and make friends that, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, benefit you. Remember, causes of a bad end. There are a number of causes why somebody can have a bad end. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the iman that we have, this is the biggest treasure. And to protect this treasure, we should always be worried and safeguard it and keep it away from the attacks of shaitan. But one of the reasons for a bad end, one of the causes for a bad end, is mentioned that causing harm to Muslims, even looking at them with aggression, even looking at them with such a look is not allowed, let alone trying to scare them with weapons and with knives. This is not the way. This is not how a Muslim should be. A Muslim is a well-wisher, and a Muslim is the one that helps others. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, if you have got such things in your bag, then my advice to you is that take it out. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, live such a life that you go to school and you help others, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you try to better yourself. And then 5 years, 10 years down the line, when you do see your colleagues again, you do see your friends again, they remember you for good things. I saw 2 people in a gathering recently, and they met each other after a long time. And the way that they greeted each other, you could tell that they were good to each other at school. And yet, if you have done something bad, you can't even look the person in the face, let alone their family, if you have ever hurt them or harmed them. We come to the end of today's episode regarding youth matters. No doubt, youth matters. What we do in our youth affects our life afterwards. That's why it's mentioned that worship in youth is superior to worship in old age. While we are fit, while we are able, use this body and use these limbs to worship Allah Almighty and inshallah Azza wa Jal do good in our communities and our areas. Keep watching Madani channel. We'll see you in the next silsila. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may.
Youth matters.